What? Dude, it's episode... Maybe we just open with a banter because I think this is funny. It is episode 106 and we still don't know how to start episodes.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes we say something funny and clever. So then when we resort to, you know, welcome back or welcome whatever, it just doesn't sound as... It sounds like we didn't give a shit and we didn't put as much thought into it. So that's hard to... Because we set the bar so high in certain episodes that then when we don't have a, you know, a zinger out of the gate, I don't know, do people come disappointed then? Maybe they start off disappointed.
Yeah, let us know if you stop listening if our intro sucks, because, you know, we might have to put more effort into it.
If the beat sucks, if the jokes suck out of the gate, I don't know. How are you holding up this No Nut November? Are you hanging tight or... struggling a bit? How's life treating you?
They're obviously very tight because it's cold now. I don't know about everybody else in the U.S., but it's a balmy like 30 degrees here. We went from 70 to 30 and, you know, the boys are riding tight. But speaking of which, you know, you gotta shave that. You gotta make sure that you're performing optimally when you're wearing your running tights. And one thing about me, I do not like my hair getting pulled when I have my tights on. So, we got to plug the one, the only Manscaped. Get yourself a lawnmower 4.0. Get rid of your fucking hair, dude. I want to be pure. Like, get rid of your hair. Be nice and smooth. Don't get any of that ripped out while you're going out for your cold ass runs. We're already suffering enough in the cold.
It's funny. We say, you know, shave your legs in the summer because it's too hot to be dealing with leg hair. But now also in the winter, we got to shave our legs because
it's 24/7, man.
Yeah, it's funny when you see people with their, you know, their leg hairs sticking through the tights, and it's just, yeah, it looks so uncomfortable. You know, it's pulling. There's an easy fix for that. Manscaped has all the tools you need to take care of that grooming, that trimming, that good smell with all of the different shower products. Manscaped.com, and I think, depending on when this episode goes out exactly, and depending on if they, you know, now there's Black Friday and Cyber Monday and sales shit, the entire year. But Manscaped does have 25% off Black Friday deals going. But if those are expired by the time you're listening to this, the good thing is Black Friday never ends with the Beer Mile podcast, because year round at manscaped.com, you can get 20% off your entire order and free shipping with the code Beer Mile, all one word, Beer Mile. Use our code. You're supporting us. You're supporting Manscaped. You're supporting the show. Oh, my mic just went sideways. Manscaped.com. Use our code BeerMile with no space for 20% off. Black Friday year-round, baby, on the necessities that you need. So our guests today, Bailey Ness and Daniel Belk, both living in Denver, and mostly chatting with them about launching a new running club called Cool Down. That's been out for, they said, 3 months now and has gained a lot of traction, a ton of people showing up to it, hyper growth phase. I mean, if I was a VC, I would be looking at their growth chart and I'd be like, yeah, this is the growth that we need, baby. I will back that.
So yeah, we dive into, I mean, really at the beginning, how they met, beginning of COVID through a mutual friend, all the way up until now, and kind of their plans, where they want to take Cool Down Running. Super fun guests. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, there's a fun group to talk to, very relatable. I mean, for anyone out there who's continuing on running, which is probably most of our listeners, they, you know, talk about bringing community and running together in a fun way. And both of them were D1 runners. Daniel was actually a sprinter at University of North Carolina, and Bailey, super fast D1 runner for the Minnesota Gophers. And I don't know, you know, sprint world's a little bit outside of my, expertise area, out of my wheelhouse a little bit. But Bailey on the distance front, I mean, she has PBs of 16:47 for 5K and 34:17 for 10K. So pretty damn fast. And recently ran the New York City Marathon and was the first non-pro female finisher, which is pretty hype as well. So
if you enjoy what Chris and I bring to the Beer Mile, bring to this podcast in terms of just trying to have a good time while also, you know, pursue some athletic goals, I think you will enjoy the perspective that both Bailey and Dan bring to this episode for sure.
Damn right.
And I guess without any further ado, let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. A good way to kick this off might be to have each of you introduce yourselves as if you were joining a group run and you're meeting people for the first time. How would you go about introducing yourselves? Because what we've seen on the internet and know about you both is that you have a lot of different, you know, interests, different things that you're doing. And so how would you, you know, what makes it to the top of that list? How would you introduce yourself to someone you're meeting for the first time on a run?
I'll let Daniel go first. Yeah.
Okay. I would tell them that my name, hey, I'm Daniel. Excited to be here. Love meeting people through running. I'm pretty new to the whole distance running thing. I'm assuming that this is a distance running club because there aren't too many sprint running clubs. So excited to meet everyone here and, run as many miles as I can. Hopefully I can keep up with everyone.
Why aren't there more sprinting running clubs? Like do all sprinters just quit running after college? What's the deal with that?
Bro, if you don't quit during college, you are done the last time that you compete. It's so, so grueling. But not to say that distance running isn't grueling at all, because since I stopped doing sprinting and have done more of the distance stuff, I've gained such an insane appreciation for the mental tax that distance running, you know, requires. And it's so hard. Something that I obviously had no idea about it when I was sprinting, but I don't know why people just quit. I mean, it's easier to like walk outside and just like start slowly kind of jogging than it is to like drive yourself to the track and say, hey, I'm gonna run a 400 today. Like
are you gonna time
to be
yourself?
Insane. Like, yeah. What are you doing? Why are you timing yourself on your phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Fair point. I guess it's also, you don't really have a conversation with someone while you're sprinting next to them for 100 meters. So it's really, I guess a sprinting running club would look more like, if it was a social thing, would look more just like lifting bros together, more or less. Yeah, that's the only time that you can really actually talk.
Lifting bros. It'd be a bunch of heady, swole lifting bros all in the gym together. But yeah, distance running can be like a lot more social.
And like, I would say distance running after college in general just has less like hamstring tears and stuff like that. I think when you get old, it's, I don't know, those muscles are not working as well as they were while you were in college.
Yeah, sprinting is definitely a young person's sport for sure. Distance, you can get away with it a lot longer.
Definitely. Yeah.
AirPods are not my friends. Just drop well, again.
I feel like I've probably told on the podcast multiple times at this point, but a couple months ago I was on a run and straight up just threw mine in the garbage because my sweat was making them squeak. And I was just like so done with it that I was probably like 3 miles away from my house and they squeaked once and I just dumped them in the nearest garbage.
And just tossed them straight in the trash.
I later found out that you could exchange them to fix the squeaking, but I don't care anymore.
Oh my God. That is so funny. I also, I feel like AirPods are just probably the worst running headphone possible as well. And maybe that should be our next invention, like running AirPods or something like that. Cause I feel like there really hasn't been a good one out yet. The cord that goes around the back of the head, not into those.
Yeah.
You know, cords in general are just not it. So guys, beer mile AirPods, is that what's next?
And if only we knew, like, well, Chris, you're more engineering on that side than I am. I feel
I wouldn't know how to make that.
Remember?
No way. Nope. Forgot all of that. School is too long ago.
Maybe you got your next collab could be with Apple or something.
Ooh. I think they've already failed. We gotta pick some other brands
from the ground up.
True.
Right.
Before we get like to deep, Bailey, what's kind of your elevator pitch with a new running program?
Yes. I think I would just go up, say, hey, I'm Bailey. I would say I moved to Denver 2 years ago. I started this run club to kind of meet more people in Denver and probably just ask them about, I usually turn it on them. I go, where are you from? What are you training for? I'd probably tell them that I'm training for a marathon. I'm not anymore, but I'd say I like to run marathons and that I work in marketing.
Okay. I noticed Daniel, you totally missed like, you know, owning or having your own venture and being in real estate and all that. So you're not letting people know that on the first go around when you're first meeting them.
You can't let people know your secrets right up front. You know, you got to keep some in the back pocket. Bailey just spilled all of her beans. Everyone already knows everything about her.
Nothing more to this now.
Right.
They can say, see you later. I know it all.
You know about layers.
Not interested in any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So how did the two of you meet?
Yes. Great question. So we actually met in Utah. We met in March of 2020. We were quarantining together. It was kind of weird how we ended up in a house together, but there was six of us. It was like, honestly, the most ideal quarantine situation. Everyone was so sad March of 2020, but we were like in this house that had like an acre backyard and all of us were just like running every day and finishing our grad degrees and enjoying life. But we were actually there with a few runners that you might know of because they're pretty big in the running space, but like Danny Jones and Katie Rainsberger were there with us, and it was just a squad, and all of us became really close and best friends. And so that's how Daniel and I had originally met.
Yeah. Wow. And so this was, keep in mind, this is my intro to like distance running. Up to this point, I haven't done any distance running my whole life.
And all of a sudden, straight into a distance running house.
I've got Bailey, Danny, and Katie leading the charge, taking me on these runs, absolutely beating my ass on all of these runs. And I'm like, yo, these girls are different. These girls are different.
Okay, so Danny and Katie more, but yeah.
No, you two be. But yeah, so that was kind of like my intro into it. But since then, I've loved it and made so many friends through it. So it's gotten kind of addicting.
So was the purpose of quarantining, like with a group of people, just that it would be more fun? Like how did that even, who initiated all that, like started that conversation of let's just get a group of people together to quarantine? I mean, I like the idea. I just don't even know how you like begin to set that up.
Yes. So it's kind of weird how all six of us got there, honestly, like the connection through it. But our friend Allie had a house in Utah and we were all on college campuses. And I mean, college campuses during the time of COVID were horrible. Like you couldn't leave your apartment because then you were going onto campus and I don't know, everybody was home and it just felt like a ghost town. And so I think that's kind of where the idea sparked. And we slowly all joined our friend who had a place there.
Got it. Okay. So someone had the hookup spot and that was the main driver. That's cool. Yeah. Like how long was this? Were you all quarantined there? Cause probably at first you weren't thinking that you would be there for, you know, that quarantine period would be for like months and months and months. You're probably like, it'll be a week or two or whatever.
Right.
And
then
it turned into like 2 years.
Exactly. That was my thought. Exactly, Chris. I was like, all right, I'm going to do one of these distance runs with them for one time and then I'm going to be good. Like that'll be it. And little did I know. But yeah.
I think we were there like 2 months total.
Yeah, wow. we were there for a minute because we were all, for the most part, I think all of us, except for maybe one, we were all finishing up grad degrees. And so we were all in college and everyone's classes were on Zoom. And instead of just like being on whatever campus we were on where nothing was happening, we were like, let's just like go somewhere that was relatively close. Bailey was at CSU. I was finishing a real estate master's program at CU. And so Utah was relatively close and we all just drove out there together.
Man, and I bet that was... Oh, go ahead, Adam. Go ahead.
So you start off with like, oh, I might go on a run with these people. And then 2 months later, you're like, oh, I'm going to start a running club. Like,
yeah, I guess so. It's funny how things work, but, I mean, I remember running with all of them and we would run in the morning or do a run in the morning. And I was like, wow, that was a lot of running. And then like 6 hours later, they're like doing their double at night. I was like, this is a joke, right? Like, how are they running this far? Since we came back from Utah, Mitch, who's Bailey's boyfriend, is a good friend of mine as well. He was at the house too. And so Mitch and Bailey became two of my closer friends in Denver. And so we hang out all the time. And Bailey and I love bringing people together and we both love running. And we were just like, oh, why don't we start a run club or something that like does both of those things. And so that's kind of how you know, cool down was birth, other than the Bailey says it's because I needed more friends, and so we started a run club to help Daniel make more friends. It was more of a help Daniel make friends.
I support that idea.
Daniel was lacking friendship, so I needed people to be forced to hang out with him to you know, for him to get some people in his life. But
oh, go ahead, Bailey.
So I was just gonna say, like, I think like a huge part of it for both of us was like, we were like, oh my gosh, in college, you form these like super deep friendships, like lifelong friends with all your like college teammates. And you just have a connection that you don't really have with anybody, just because like you spend, you know, 2 hours today, like together each day, where you don't have your cell phone. You're just like working together at like a common goal, and you're, you know, getting in miles, where you're chatting the entire time with no distractions. And we were like, gosh, there is something like missing post college, where people just have this one common bond where they can just really like form these deep friendships. So I think that was like, I don't know, probably like a huge reason why we did end up starting Cool Down.
Did you look for existing running clubs, or you're like, nah, like we could do it better? What was the thought process around that?
Yes, we did look for existing running clubs, and I did go to a few, and they were awesome. I think just in Denver, they were like a little bit older of a demographic, or I would go to them and people would be like, so what's your PR? Or like, what are you training for? Or like, I don't know, just like, oh, just like very intense questions. And I wanted it to be like more for people that, you know, are just starting running, or like are, you know, walking and working up to running, or like a lot of my friends are like into their hot girl walks. So like turning that into running, and like making friends and bonding through it as well.
That is a fair point that a lot of clubs are, they're tailored around training, which is good, I guess, training together for a specific thing, but it's always like training for competing versus just like, just running just to run. I don't know of really any clubs that I can think of until now that's the main focus. People like literally just show up to run, and they're not like aiming for something specific competition wise. It's more for the social aspect of it.
What do you think that arose out of? Was that just like Dan getting into distance running, where you're like, oh, like we don't want to have a club that is just completely focused on times. It's more so like getting together, and it's like we're all working towards something, but it's more geared towards beginners.
Yeah. Not only do we need to get him some friends for this running club, but he's not fast enough to get into any other existing club. So we need to make the time standard so low that he can get in.
The reason I started was because I was not allowed at the other run clubs. I was way too slow. And so we needed to make one that I could be a part of and not feel bad about myself.
Okay, Daniel's very humble. He ran like a 4:24 mile a few months ago off of running like 10 miles a week.
Oh my God. Okay.
He needs to stop with this act. He is not a good runner.
Okay, so you were in the wrong distance in college. If they had really forced you to step up and start running 8s and 15s, you would have been that was your sweet spot.
I think yes, but all of my friends were running the 400, and I saw what the 800 and mile people were doing every day, and I was like, look, that's, you can miss me with that. I'm not doing that. And I also kind of had more of a unique entry into running in general. I didn't start running track until my senior year of high school. So I was really new to it, and I went out with a bunch of my friends, and we were all just like, we're going to run the 100 together, you know, kind of classic random track senior in high school would do. Like, and so halfway through the year, the coach was like, okay, you need to run the 200. And I was like, probably not. But I eventually did it. And at the end of the year, I ran the 400. And then I guess I did well in that, and well enough there to walk on at UNC. And I just never wanted to keep leveling up.
I think you're right.
I probably should have done the 8 or the 15, but
if that whatever. Doesn't describe who Daniel is, though, the fact that he didn't change distances because he wanted to hang out with his friends at practice, I don't know what does. Yeah.
And that kind of plays into another reason why Bailey and I wanted to start Cooldown. And I get so passionate about the fact that running really galvanizes so many different kinds of people. And it doesn't matter what background you're from, what socioeconomic class you're from, what language you speak, the track doesn't care. Like, it just cares how you get from point A to point B. And so it's really a universal sport, and there's no barrier to entry. You just, you know, God willing, you have your two legs. And even in some cases, some track athletes don't even have two legs, you know, but it really, it's a whole melting pot of different kinds of people. And for me personally, that was monumental. And my personal growth was being part of a sport that was part, you know, such a melting pot, because I was able to see so many different kinds of people. And that's the coolest part about running for me. And so to be able to build something like that in Denver, where there's all sorts of different kinds of people coming together, I think is really what gets me turned up and passionate about everything. So I'm sure you guys, you know, feel the same way. Anyone that's ran track or run at all has a friend who they met through running that they would have never met otherwise. And person has probably played a big role in their life.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Absolutely. So as you're starting Cooldown, then how do you get started? Like, how do you get your first people? Is it just like a few of your friends to start? Like, how do you, cause it seems like you have a pretty good following now, and it's grown a lot. So how do you get your first members and advertise and all of that? And what are you up to now? Like, how many people are turning out for your runs?
Yeah, I can answer this. So we started it 3 months ago. We pretty much texted all our friends and we're like, hey, come run with us. We're going to be doing a run club. They were all like, absolutely not. I hate running. And we were like, no, you guys, I swear it's going to be fun. Like, please come, please join us. Like, running's cool. We promise. And then, you know, our like 15, maybe maybe 20 friends like showed up, forced them to run. Some of them walked, and then we met for beer after. But then in the announcement of our friend group, Daniel just like with our friend group, he goes, yeah, and we're actually going to be hosting this every single week. And I was like, wait, what? We are? And Daniel's like, yeah, I don't know why. So that I just like, it just came out. And we were like, okay, I guess
we're hosting this. The original idea was just like a one-off, like, oh, let's all go run together and then get beer.
Yes, exactly. And then we posted a video on Instagram, and I think it got like, you know, 40,000 views or something. And we were like, oh my gosh, like, did we just start something? Like, is this going to be like our new thing? And then I guess ever since then, like the last 3 months, it's just grown so much. I think we always like get a list of the people who are there. I think like, in total, over 450 people have come. And then we get some nights where 100 people come. Or I think we had 150 people join us one day. So,
jeez,
it's crazy. Yeah.
So is there a formal, like, are they formally joining Cooldown in a way? Or is it very informal? You just show up and that's it? I don't know if there's like an actual official membership, or it's just informal drop by whenever you want to type of thing.
Yeah, we actually got asked that question. Someone asked us if they need to pay anything. And I was like, this is my Venmo if you want to buy me $5.
Just buy me some beers. No,
it's super informal. There's nothing you have to do to join the club. People always ask, do you need to be a certain speed? Do I need to be able to run whatever pace? You can literally do whatever you want. We have people that show up in rollerblade. So we don't care. It's just about being active and being with your friends. And at this point, there's been so many people that have formed friendships. We have people that like met at Cooldown and now go on dates together. And so it's been a really cool
thing to
watch grow. Yeah, Cooldown couples. We got keeping up with Cooldown now.
It's so interesting that like, I totally get the just like show up, you know, if you run whatever speed, like that's kind of the appeal, I think, of Cooldown. But like, I almost think the financial aspect of like, oh yeah, like you don't even have to pay is almost like, you would think that in some way you would lose a little bit of people coming back, because like if you get people to pay, like, okay, I paid $20 for a year, even if it's really small, they still feel like they have some skin in the game. But it seems like your numbers are still growing and your retention's really good.
Yeah
that's a really good point, Adam. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's true. We're so open to like this type of feedback, especially right now. We're literally just making this up as we go. I mean, we accidentally started this, so.
I mean, you say accidentally, but like one thing, when we were initially talking about like how a lot of clubs, I would say the vast majority, are like very time focused and results oriented, is like, I would never join like for another sport. Like if I'm going out to golf, say, with a new group that I've never met, and the first thing that they say is like, oh yeah, like what have you shot the last three rounds you played? I'd be like, I'm going to fucking leave. I'm not, I'm not here to talk about my score. Like I'm here to golf and have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
That's so true. And yeah, I mean, so many people just like, everyone just cares about what they're doing. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. it shouldn't matter what everyone else who you're running with is doing. Like, sometimes I'll go to cool down and I'll run with the people who are walking. So I'll run like, you know, 15 minute pace. And then sometimes I'll go and try to keep up with some of the fast guys who are going. So it's really should just be whatever you want to make it.
Like how formal is, when, you know, the group gets there, how formal is like the actual workouts that people are doing? Do they kind of like naturally figure out like, oh, I'm going to go this fast, or I'm going to do this workout today?
Do you want the sickest shades in the game at an affordable price? Look no further than Knockaround sunglasses. Knockaround.com. Use our code BeerMilePod. That's all one word, BeerMilePod, for 20% off your entire order. These babies are super sick. I'm wearing the Mary Janes right now if you're watching on the video version. They look good running, look good casual, very durable, and like I said, at an affordable price. Really the best all-around sunglasses out there. Head on over to knockaround.com and use our code BeerMilePod, all one word, for 20% off.
So there's two different nights. There's the night that we do at Sloan's Lake, which is kind of like a fun run. People go, they run like 1 to 5 miles, however fast or far they want to go is however far they go. And then we all meet at a brewery that we partnered with afterwards and have a good time. And then the other night, the alternate Tuesday, is track night. So where we all meet at Denver North High School, and we have kind of three workouts that people choose from. One, the first one is they can just walk and jog around in lane 8, whatever they want to do. And then there's kind of like you do 8 200s or something at whatever pace you want with a certain rest. And the other one is like broken K's, where it's like, you run an 800, rest 30 seconds, sprint a 200, and then you've got three sets of that. So you kind of get to pick what workout you want to do on the track night, which it, depending on your ability level, you know, you can find your little niche. And then the other night, there's so many people that are going to be there that someone else is going to be running the same pace as you. So you ultimately find the people who are kind of in your zone, in your lane, and become friends with them.
Have you guys ever seen 150 people on a track before?
It's kind of wild.
Yo, Chris and Adam, it is insane.
That sounds fun. That sounds really fun.
It's so fun. And everyone is running into each other and you yell track and no one knows what that means because they're not from this sport. And it's so awesome that that's the case. Like you're just ramming into people and it's so entertaining to watch.
Are you all like generally finishing around the same, like what, how does practice kind of, it's like scale down at the end of the day?
Dude, Adam, you're asking all the good questions, bro. So I'll design the workouts and I'll try to design them so that they all finish at the same time. Sometimes I succeed, many times I fail. but they do kind of wind down at the same time, and then everyone just hangs out afterwards for the track night. For the fun run night, people will all just like end at different times and meet at the brewery. But the track night one is a little bit more logistically intensive. And so you got to get it going. But it's crazy. Like, I mean, Chris and Adam, think about when you were running at Iowa State, right? How many people were on your team, on the distance running team? Probably like 30, 40. I don't know. In that range.
I'm like that.
I have no idea. That's probably what it was at UNC. And there were 3 or 4 coaches for 30 people. There's 150 people on the track. And it's just Bailey and I trying to like coordinate.
And we're also doing the workout. We're also getting content to make videos after.
Right.
Maybe that begs the question of do you guys foresee adding another coach or partner, or like, how do you plan? Like, if you keep growing, like, what have you talked about that yet?
So we actually do. Our growing strategy is more to try and grow into other cities. So we do want to grow into different cities and kind of have cool downs all over the country, because it's got super popular, super fast in Denver. And we're pretty confident that it could grow at the same rate in other cities. And we have friends in New York that really want to start it. We have some friends in Austin that want to start it. So if you guys know of anyone in other cities that would be interested in kind of starting something like this, it's such a fun way to bring so many different kinds of people together through running. And that's kind of going to be our goal, is just to unite all these communities together in a way.
Nationwide.
Cool down country, baby. Let's ride.
So you're making like a franchise business of the running club here. I like it.
Sort of.
We have a lot of ideas. The McDonald's run clubs.
The McDonald's model. Every city has a cool down running club throughout the country, just run by different people. Do you have a sense of the people that are showing up, like all the people that you've gotten to show up now in Denver? How many of those people are like showing up to yours and leaving other running clubs, versus how many people are just like net new, like they weren't a part of any club because they couldn't find the right fit, and now they found the right fit, so they've come out? Trying to get a sense of like your clientele, your club makeup. Are you just like destroying other clubs, or is it just, you know, growing the overall pie, so to speak?
I would say,
Bailey, you take that one.
Yeah, I would say a lot of the people that are coming have never been in a run club before. Okay. We do also have people who do go to other clubs and they also come to ours. We are on a night that I don't think any other clubs meet.
Okay.
And then it's weird. We also have like professional athletes who are our friends who come and do their doubles at cool down. It seriously ranges from like professional athletes to like people who cannot imagine running for over 2 minutes. And mm-hmm. so, but I'd say majority of them have never been in a running club before.
Okay. That's good. I mean, that's bringing out new people to get fit that otherwise might not be getting out there themselves. That's awesome.
Yeah. But
we have had, some other running clubs like think that we're trying to steal other people. PSA to the other run clubs out there: we are not trying to ruin your club. Come on, that's the PSA. We've had
that's right, we'll make that the title of the episode.
please we've had a couple run clubs like talk a little smack to us in our Instagram comments. I'm like, yo, we can coexist here, baby. This ain't the one-stop shop. I mean, you got McDonald's and Burger King on the same street. That's right.
I think especially because you two are so explicit about like your target audience is more on the side of people who like don't exist in this world already. So it's kind of funny that other clubs are like, hey, like you guys are successful and I'm mad now.
Yeah.
They feel threatened. Yeah. Their people are having more fun at cool down. So they just feel threatened. It's, you know, they're going to have to up their game, I think, is really what the right answer is.
Yeah, okay. We're just pushing them to be better.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Rising tide raises all boats, baby. We're making the whole thing better. Come on.
That's right.
So I don't think we've talked about it in the podcast yet, but you two are both entrepreneurs, self-employed. Do you see something like this either being your full-time gig? I mean, you talked about expanding to other cities. Like, do you have aspirations to make money off of this? Like what are your ideas, I suppose?
I think not at this point in time. Right now, Bailey has her own business. I have my own business. Both of them are doing fine enough to live off of that ourselves. And we actually struggle at times to make sure that we're keeping the main thing, and that I'm staying focused on mine, Bailey's staying focused on hers, because we're both so passionate about this. And it's just a passion project, really, at the end of the day. Like we said initially, you know, running galvanizes all sorts of people and brings all sorts of people together. And more importantly, I needed some more friends. And so it's just been a passion project. And we're not, you know, trying to monetize it at this point. There's really no plan to do that. And we want it to grow, and we want all people to be able to come together and experience running. And I feel like in order to do that, you have to not try and monetize it. Like, it's more fun when, you know, you can see the passion coming through, and that people are just having fun with it than anything. So that's what we care the most about.
I like
if
that.
If we get sponsored by Manscaped, you know, I'm not saying we won't turn it down.
Hey, Manscaped's probably listening to this. You know, you could probably send out some razors, some, I don't know, some body wash, everything. Send it out to the club. Get some marketing behind the Cool Down brand. I think that they should do
best,
it. Absolutely.
Best shaving brand in the game.
That's actually exactly what.
Are you listening?
Pit Viper.
Send them some shades. Knock around, send them some shades. That was actually immediately where my mind went, was like, even if it's not a, you know, monetary, like, you know, a big thing where you make a bunch of money and it's your job or whatever, like, as you grow and you have people that are, you know, super invested in Cool Down the brand and then coming to the club, the least you can get is, you know, free beers and a bunch of free gear. Maybe you'll get someone that'll offer up to put uniforms on everybody so that when you just, or those that are doing local road races or whatever can do that. I think there's still a lot of opportunity there for partnerships and other ways to gain, maybe not, you know, strictly dollar bills, but, you know, by just working with a lot of really cool brands and opening up some other doors too.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely have had already like a very good amount of Denver based companies for sure asked to work together. And I mean, they're offering to give free stuff to the people who come to Cool Down. So, I mean, we're more than happy to work with them and get free beer and other free stuff that they're offering for our Cool Down members.
Oh, yeah. Athletic, if you're listening to this too, send some beers their way. So on Tuesday, for those that want to be responsible and not get too wasted on a weeknight, then they can have their athletic beers. But I don't think we talked about this yet. Did we? How did you come up with the name?
Yes. So this is just something. Okay. So I keep going back to college, but in college you had the warm up, which was like this time of the run where it was kind of nerve wracking, very like intense. You had a big workout coming up. So maybe people weren't really like as chatty or kind of more nervous. Then you had the actual workout, which was just very intense. You were like trying to get the job done. And then after was the cool down. And I just felt like this was the time of the whole process that was like the best. Like you had you felt like you had a successful workout, it was over, you were getting on with your day, and everyone was in a good mood and all happy that they had like completed this big thing together. So I think that was kind of where the idea originally started from.
I love that. I agree. Yeah. Those are the exact same vibes that I would associate with each of those parts of a workout as well. The cool down is the only part where you're finally like all relieved and like, okay, no more pressure. We can just whatever, chat about what's going on the rest of the day now. And we're not worried about
endorphins
this.
Endorphins are flying around.
Yeah.
Are high.
Going back to Dan's high school experience with like, you know, doing track and field with your boys, like Cool Down for me was always like, you just like kind of shoot the shit after busting.
Like, come
ass.
On, man. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I'm curious for some of the runners who are like brand new to it. Like how many are looking to actually participate in like a 5K or just dip their toe into the world of, you know, semi-competitive racing.
Totally. Yeah. There's a lot of people who are coming who are like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to run my first 5K. Like, you know, they don't know if they can make it the 3.1. So there are a lot of people like that, or there's people who are coming who are, you know, trying to see if they can make it the half marathon distance. But yeah, I think a lot of them, like now that they have come to Cool Down, it's starting to be on their radar. Like maybe I should do a turkey trot for Thanksgiving. But I don't think they necessarily came to Cool Down already planning to run a race, but I think are getting like inspired by all the other people who are, you know, maybe doing road races on the weekends and stuff.
And this is where Bailey is so good, is because I mean, if you know anything about Bailey Ness and how fast she is, she just did the New York Marathon. She finished 28th out of 21,000 women, was the first non-pro in the race. So extremely talented, but still at the same time is able to, you know, connect with all these people who are brand new to running, which is so, like, a lot of people who are that fast just want to be able to be that fast and like have all the clout of being that fast and aren't going to have the time for people who are like just getting into running.
To a supermarket and being like, I don't know how much of a gallon of milk is, like, I don't know how to train beginner.
Exactly. Yeah. And then most people who are just starting out running are so intimidated by just starting to run and want nothing to do with, to talk to someone that has the same like stature that Bailey does in the running world. But I mean, the people that come to Cool Down are absolutely obsessed with Bailey. She helps everyone out so much. And they, that's the secret sauce of Cool Down, if you really want to know.
But, I am turning red. I don't like it.
It's amazing. It's amazing that she can be that good and still connect with everyone who's so brand new to running.
I mean, on the topic of like them being intimidated, I guess with like the question around them looking to do their first 5K, has that, like, have you guys organized your own race before? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, we did. We organized like a 5K slash party, like a park party. So we ran,
that's like my kind of 5K.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we had a 5K, in Washington Park, which is, one of the bigger parks in Denver. And we just ran a loop around it. There were probably like 80 people that showed up. This was definitely within like the first month of Cool Down existing. Wow. So it was a ton of people. And then we just had catered food, volleyball, spike ball, music, drinking, in the park. And it was just it was a really good time. So anytime we do an event, we really try to, like marry running and socializing and making it something of both of those. So we did have a 5K. It wasn't super serious, but we would love to in the future have like a bigger 5K, you know. It'd be super fun to be able to shut down the city streets, have a big party, do some kind of, themed 5K in a sense. So we definitely have that on our radar for sure.
I mean, on the not super serious side of things, I feel like that would be incredibly attractive. Like to people who haven't been doing 5Ks for however many years, like sometimes you, depending on the venue, like you roll in and if you don't know what you're doing, like I'm sure you could get intimidated by like, I don't know, there's a bunch of like mean people trying to work through people for getting bibs out, same day registration, like all that shit. So
yeah,
I think there's definitely a lot to add for your case where you have a lot of runners who this is either the first time or they're just not used to it. Like you can provide kind of the comfort for them to step out of their comfort zone in another way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Our 5K did not have bibs. It didn't have a timer. It was very chill.
That's almost our like main... the spirit of Cool Down, right? Like, exactly. You're like, oh, fuck it, we're here.
Exactly. And I, for one, have never gotten to break tape crossing a line. So we made like a tape thing for every single person who finished to be able to break the tape as they were coming through. So,
see?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so thoughtful about every little detail. Like, I don't know, coming into this conversation when you're like, oh, it's only been 3 months, whatever. But then you're like, oh, well, we put on a race and we thought about the tape. We thought about the socializing, this, that. And it's like, man, you guys are like very detail oriented as well as just like know all the right things to do that actually matter to people. Versus like skimping on like, those things. It's perfect.
I thought you were going to say, oh yeah, like I've never gotten to break the tape. So like it felt good to like bring all these people
to watch me break the tape.
And I was like, damn, I didn't know you were like that. That might be
for the club. No, I biked that 5K to lead it. The winner was not running it. So I still have not broken any tape, unfortunately.
I did actually want to ask you, Bailey, though, about New York City Marathon. I know, so like going back, I don't think you said it specifically, maybe you did in your intro, but you ran in at Minnesota, ran D1, and so no surprise that you did, you know, still running well, did really well at the marathon. I mean, you're obviously been running your whole life and talented, but how was it overall? I mean, I know it was super, super hot. So I'm sure you wanted to run like a lot faster than you did, but maybe talk about like, what was your goal going in? Did you have a specific goal and did it turn out like you thought it would?
Yes. So my goal for the New York Marathon was to just have so much fun, and the goal was achieved. It was the most fun thing of all time. People keep talking about the heat. I don't think it was that hot, but I was just like seriously on cloud nine the whole time. New York Marathon has been like such a big bucket list item for me my whole entire life. I've always loved New York City, always loved running. I think I watched it one time when I was younger. So like being able to actually run it was just so amazing. And yeah, I guess the goal of having the most fun was definitely achieved because it was a blast the entire time. I didn't really have like any time goal in mind or anything. I'm just kind of running.
How was your mentality in college as an athlete? Were you still like not time oriented and more like, I'm just going to go out and perform the best that I can? Or has there been a shift since like post-grad?
Yeah, I think my mentality in college was Minnesota was always like a national caliber team. So we went to nationals almost all the years I was there, except for like one. And our team was like always a contender for like Big Tens and stuff like that. So it definitely was a lot more pressure just because of the team aspect. Like we were always trying to go for something. So I would say like I did have a little bit more pressure because of that, not really because of my individual goals. But I think after college running, I'm like, I'm choosing to do this. Like no one is forcing me to go out and run 26 miles. So if I'm going to do this, like I'm going to enjoy it and not like make this some super intense thing where I'm like beating myself down if I'm not performing well or, you know, the team is riding on my back. So
yeah. definitely a healthy mentality. And probably why you didn't think that it was hot as well. Cause you weren't like so set in stone on like, I got to hit a certain time or anything like that. And oh, the heat's going to screw up my entire plan. Because you weren't as worried about it, it probably didn't feel as bad versus everyone there who is like, oh crap, I'm not hitting my exact pace and I'm falling off the train and getting into
Bailey
a death
was
spiral.
Cruising. She was cruising. She was on straight cruise control. The reason it wasn't hot for Bailey was because she was chilling.
Just creating so much wind.
She was chilling. But still like after the race, everyone's like, oh my gosh, how was it? She's like, oh, so hard. Like the marathon, you know, so hard. But she was absolutely chilling. It was the easiest I've ever seen anyone run of all time. She was on mile 26. It looked like she had just gotten out of her door.
Now seeing that performance, did that inspire you at all to be like, okay, I'm kind of a distance runner now. Like, do I think about the marathon?
Adam, let me be honest with you. Absolutely not. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to do it. It's fun to, you know, see Bailey do it. We have a ton of friends who are running the marathon. And those are so inspiring to watch because everyone's got their own story. People are running for whatever reason, whether it was someone who died or someone who has cancer or something like that. So watching the New York Marathon is just insanely inspirational to begin with. I would love to try it. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens. Right now I'm going to stick to doing my 10, 200s, you know, twice a week or something like that, but we'll get out there and see what happens.
Have either of you guys run it before?
Not New York.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still trying to convince Adam to do one to begin with, but.
Gotcha. Adam, you have to do one. They're so fun.
I would do one that Cool Down organizes, but I don't know.
Talk to me, Adam. Come on.
There's gotta be, I feel like most marathons have like, you know, the beer tent set up, but yeah, I feel like there's gotta be a designated like after party, like something fun for me to want to do one.
Absolutely. Gosh, Adam, just because you said that, that is my new life mission. Cool Down Marathon. We will put that together for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hit me up. I'll fly out to Denver.
Oh, and you want to do it at altitude, Adam? Jeez, you're going to make it even harder on yourself.
That'd be horrible. Maybe I'll fly out like a month early. just to get acclimated.
Get acclimated, right.
Perfect.
Yeah. Chris, have you done a marathon?
I have done, yeah, far too many of them. I'm getting kind of sick of them, to be honest. I have some stupid aspiration to run an OTQ, Olympic Trials qualifying time, and feel like this, you know, this next year is probably my best kind of last go of it. And so for some reason, I think I'm a marathoner for like one more year, and then I'm good. I'll go back to just running the 5Ks and the shorter stuff. I mean,
and like the beer mile, but
yeah. I mean, like the beer mile is way more fun. That's what I prefer to do. But I feel like, dude, you know,
way more fun.
Only young enough to shoot for the marathon and get a good time once. But I don't know.
Have you guys organized the cool down beer mile yet?
That's actually on our list of things that we're doing. So we have a cool down beer mile coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you guys want to come out?
Yeah, you guys want to come?
I mean, kind of, yeah. I do.
Come on, you're welcome, baby.
January, like when it's cold out.
Yeah, you know, we don't care about the temperature. We're about that life.
We'll send you the deets.
Okay.
Damn, I'm trying to picture 150 people on the track doing a beer mile. You're gonna have to like make a bunch of waves of this thing. It's gonna be absolute chaos.
Yeah. For sure. It definitely will be, but it'll be fun. We'll figure out a way to have a good time with it.
Now, hopefully you two are participating and not leading the bike, you know?
I'll definitely be participating.
Bailey? Yeah, I might be on the bike. I don't know if the beer miles for me, considering just the beer part, but yeah.
You might surprise yourself. You never know.
Have you ever done a seltzer mile? I was thinking about incorporating
I did one in, what, didn't yeah. I do that in Colorado?
Yeah, actually, Adam did one. I don't remember what high school track that was in Denver when we were there on vacation. And we were just, it's going back to your earlier question about, do we just like go to the track and do a beer mile when we're bored? Yeah, there was one time on vacation. We were like, hey, for pre-gaming, let's just go to the track and do a beer mile. And Adam decided to do a seltzer mile instead. And you puked on like the third one or something? I can't remember.
It's so much worse. It's so worse.
Okay, I was going to ask. Like, yeah. It has to be worse.
There's so much more carbonation. Yeah, it's bad. Granted, we also, wasn't it like pretty hot when we did it?
Yeah, it was also like 90 degrees. It was in July, it's kinda gross, middle of the day.
Yeah, don't recommend doing it with a seltzer. If anything, do it with like a beer that's not technically legal. Do it with like a really low ABV beer.
Uh-huh. What is proper beer mile etiquette in terms of beer consumption? Do you just shotgun it and send it? Can you beer bong it? What is the, is that cheating?
It's out of bottles, but I feel like with, I don't know, if you're doing it for your club, like you should just let people do whatever they want. Cause you're probably going to get good content of people like shotgunning, bonging, like whatever. So may as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. What is like proper?
Typically it's out of like bottles.
Bottle or can, but you can't, the main rule is that you can't do any whatever container enhancing or any, like you can't shotgun it. You can't use a straw. You can't do any of that. You just have to like normally drink it out of the container. That's the main rule, but it would be more fun to just do a no rules, consume the beer, however you please beer mile. That'd be pretty sweet.
Okay. Do you guys practice that? The like chugging?
Oh, Chris does. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It takes a lot of work to get the technique down. It takes a lot of years.
Dude, that is so impressive.
Well, depending on how, is it yours in January?
We haven't set like an actual date for it yet. But I think it'll probably be around that time. I'm doing a like dual beer mile with one of our friends, Mikey Mitch out here. He's like a running, influencer. Is that a word? He's a running influencer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's got a ton of like followers on TikTok or whatever. So we're going to do a beer mile against each other. And kind of use that to promote our bigger cool down beer mile later in the winter time.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Which it'll probably be in January around there.
Well, it'll be a good warm up for Worlds in July.
Oh yeah, you gotta lay down the foundation, baby. I got practice, Chris. I'm coming for your spot.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. If we will come out to this beer mile, the Cool Down Beer Mile, and then all the Cool Down Running Club folks need to come to Chicago for the World Championship Beer Mile on July 1st. And cheer, you know, we're trying to make the World Championship Beer Mile in Chicago, like the biggest party in Chicago that's in the summer. So we could do some, you know, cross promotion here, I think would be very beneficial.
Yeah.
Chi-Town, we're on the way.
Yeah. See you
beautiful.
There.
Lock it in. Lock it in. No, seriously. keep us posted on when your Denver one is. We definitely, I don't know. I could always, any excuse for a trip to Colorado I'm game for. And I know we have a lot of listeners in the Denver area too. So maybe you'll even get some new folks to show up here after listening to this episode.
Let's go.
All right. So where do people follow? What's the actual handle? Could you remind everyone what the handle is? Where should people go follow Cool Down so that they can get part of the action?
Cool Down Running is the spot to go.
All right.
See you there.
Cool Down Running, baby. Come on. If you're not following us, there's the problem.
You're missing out on the best running content.
The best running content, the best run club in Denver, in the country, possibly the world.
Possibly the world. Who knows?
We're going nationwide.
Yes. So,
anything else you two want to plug? Events, etc.
Not yet, but we might get back to you on that.
Yeah, I don't have any plugs. Shout out to my mom. Mom, I love you.
And there you have it. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy conversation with Daniel and Bailey. That's it. You know, we delivered the value and now we're signing off.
We delivered the value. Well, I guess if this dropped after
this is dropping. Yeah. Thanksgiving already happened. We've already expanded our belt line a couple notches. So Now we're just trying to join Cool Down so that we can lose off those couple of pounds
for Thanksgiving. What are we getting after?
Oh, the beer of choice, man. With the Thanksgiving meal, I'd say this time of year, I'm feeling the Oktoberfest, and then I could get into a good you know, porter or something like that as well this time of year. But I'm not going to do a porter with Thanksgiving dinner because I got to have all the maximum room for the food.
Maybe Oktoberfest during dinner.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up on Oktoberfest yet. I feel like we didn't. No. I mean, we had a fall that was like 2 weeks long, and we kind of skipped the 40 degree weather and now we're like in the 30 degree weather. So I would still like my flannel, like my fucking jeans and my Oktoberfest while I'm having Thanksgiving dinner.
I think that's the right call. Then
might be a liquor night after,
that's actually the play is once you eat to the point where you're so full that drinking doesn't sound appealing, you have to go into the liquor. Like otherwise,
shots, man.
Yeah. Man, actually, yeah, maybe we should do an update outro to this episode because I want to hear about, well, this maybe this will just have to be in a different episode then. I want to hear about how Blackout Wednesday went for you. But there not going to be a partake because of working on the day before?
Dude, so actually I'm kind of nervous for Blackout Wednesday, which as the recording of this episode is tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Blackout Wednesday if it happens. But is it going to happen?
So we have like a small bar that we're going to near my parents' house. And I'm also like, from being sick, like my first race after that is going to be the day I'm going to do a turkey trot. And we'll see if it gets treated as a race or a workout based on how naughty I get with Blackout Wednesday. Don't tell Shayla.
So is there any chance you will bail? Are you going to show up for sure?
No, I'll show up regardless because otherwise I'll hate myself for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, damn. Good luck. Have fun. I'm not turkey trotting, but I'm also not Blackout Wednesday.
I don't think I've ever paid for this turkey trot. Like this is like the one that you always do. Like I always did with my high school buddies.
it's just like the main one in the town that I grew up in. I think this might be, I'm 26. This will be the first year that I've ever paid for it. And I've probably been doing it for 15 years.
Close. So why'd you always, how'd you always get it for free before? Because you were high school athlete there?
You just run it and you're like, you don't have a bib. Well, you just go.
Don't people know you in that town? Wouldn't they talk
shit? Oh yeah, shitload of people know. But like, it's always been a, like a running gag where like, you know, half the people there like didn't pay for it.
Okay. Okay. True community event.
A pillar of the community.
That's right. That's right. Well, when you're listening to this, go look up Adam's results and see how he did. If you can find his race. Since he actually signed up, he will be in the results.
Yeah. maybe that's a motive for not signing up.
True.
Note to sell for future events.
I think what this conversation reminded me of, and that we're going to commit to right now, is that we need to do, when you come out and visit at some point in December, we need to do a holiday special.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I was like, fuck, dude. So we've done it. This will be the third time we've done it.
Yeah. Third time. I can't remember what we did last year. Year one, we did a power hour and just did whatever. Did we do something formal last year? I think we did.
That was when Eric got into the Eagle Rare, I think, right?
That sounds right.
I can't remember.
No, well, I think we billed it as an After Dark. So it's kind of a twofer.
Yeah. Now we should definitely do something. I don't know. We've got to raise the bar somehow, you know?
Yeah.
I guess let's solicit ideas from the listeners. What do you want to see in our holiday special this year round?
Oh man. Yeah. We need like another game or, you know, conversation starters of tough questions or something like that, that we have to answer.
Hopefully something really controversial and something that might get us canceled, because we got to push the envelope.
Yes, please. Yes, please. All right. Well, that's coming up. We'll hear all about Adam's Wasted Wednesday.
as part of that episode. I'll take some snaps of me that night versus like the morning after running the race.
Perfect. All right. Well, I think that wraps this episode. Go to manscaped.com and use code BEERMILE if you want to get those last minute Christmas gifts in. Easy gifts for brothers, dads, uncles, you know.
Gunkles, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say there probably are certain people that, depending on the vibe of your relationship with them, it would be awkward or creepy or too inviting to them if you were to, you know, give them this and then they think that they like, oh, you're thinking about me in a sexual way. Might be a little might not be good, but Manscaped has great gifts for the men in your life. And unless you can use our code BEERMILE. Stay arm's length. No gifts allowed. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Any words of wisdom?
Don't get drunk the day before you race.
Good advice.